Welcome back, everybody. Boy, that Monday show flew by. Busy.
Sure did.
Busy, busy news day with some fabulous guests here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Big thanks to Corrine Hendrickson of the Main Street Alliance. She herself is a daycare provider helping us all get smarter about the threats posed by the Wisconsin GOP to childcare. They apparently don't care if you can't find it, and even if you can find it, you can't afford it. Don't care. But, no, they'd rather spend more money on prisons and tax cuts for the wealthiest among us than they want to make sure that you have the child care that you and your family need so that you can, you know, go to work, the thing that they say they're all about. Again, big thanks to Corrine. Here's another statistic from that report that Corrine was talking about, Matt. 25% statewide, if this GOP $500 million cut to Governor Evers' proposed budget stays in place. In other words, if they strike out all of the funding for the Child Care Counts program, which is implemented during COVID to help ensure that people could find child care and afford it, if they put a line through that, it's not just 25%, that's the percentage. The absolute value is somewhere around 87,000 to 90,000 childcare slots in the state will disappear. Poof. Gone.
Yeah, they don't understand there's a childcare crisis already in Wisconsin. And if they take this $480 million out, the crisis is just going to get ridiculously compounded. I don't understand the lack of understanding, sympathy, empathy for everyday Wisconsinites here. I don't know why Howard Markline doesn't show up when people in his district ask him to come to an event. He's on joint finance. I think he's one of the chairs of joint finance. He has got incredible power, and he doesn't even meet with his own constituents on it. That's an abdication of his responsibility as an elected official.
Here's the thing. Conservatives and progressives and Democrats, we're always going to have policy differences. If you want to tell me that we should cut $500 million, it's $480 million, I'm just going to call it half a billion dollars in supports for childcare that is already back-breakingly expensive for those that can find it. If you're going to tell me that that's the way to solve the childcare crisis in this state and nationwide, gutting Head Start on a nationwide basis, right? tell me what the replacement is. Tell me how it's going to work if that's not the plan. I have such a constant problem with, well, this is too much government spending, so we'll just act like there aren't families struggling to find and afford childcare. It's like this weird suspension of reality where, again, everybody's a family making over $500,000 a year with retired in-laws that are healthy and well enough to take care of. They live in Never Never Land. I just don't, that's not, families making a half mil a year is not the norm. I hate to break it to you, Senator Markline.
And the callousness is just beyond belief. I mean, you know, what are you telling parents who have to go in the workplace and they have kids that have to go to childcare? What are you telling them to do? Or what are you telling the families that have kids who need the free lunch? They, you know, crossed out the free lunch money, too, on Thursday when they had these savage cuts of Governor Evers' budget. So what are they telling us? They're telling us we don't care if your kid goes hungry at school, and we don't care if you've got to pay through the teeth even more than you are already for childcare, or you can't find any child care anymore because of these cuts that they just put through on Thursday. And they're not even going to meet with their constituents to talk about it. And what a mockery they make of the public hearings they had around the state when one witness after another said, we need this child care subsidy. And they just, you know, took it away like it was nothing.
Yeah. Thanks for showing up. I'm just going to ignore you now is what they should actually have the cojones to tell people in those hearings.
Right.
Like actually look someone in the face and be like, I hear you. I feel your pain and I'm not going to do a damn thing about it. In fact, I'm not only going to not lift a finger to help you, I'm going to screw you even more by getting rid of the subsidy that your family, and I don't even want to call it a subsidy. These are government grants to keep child care semi-available and semi-affordable. It's literally the minimum that can be done. But what they want to talk about and bargain with the governor over is tax cuts for the families making more than $500,000. Like, what are you even talking about? It doesn't make any sense. Here's this. 65% of American families today say they won't have a kid because they can't afford to have a child. If you want to bring American families back, Donald Trump and the GOP, start with affordable child care. Start with paid paternal and maternal paid parental leave. Start with universal child care health care. Start with universal school breakfast and lunch programs. Let's make sure parents won't go broke trying to take care of, educate, feed, and provide health care for their kids. All of these things are things that exist in every single other, quote, Western, quote, developed country. They all have this stuff, except us. And we sit around wondering why people aren't having more kids. This is why. I've sat, Matt, with friends of mine. I'm in my late 40s. For the last decade, I've had discussions with friends of mine and the existential fear that grips so many of them when they unexpectedly get pregnant again, or just the worry that has been following them every waking moment since they've had kids, because it's so unaffordable these days. We've got to leave. Oh, and this little tidbit. Donald Trump and RFK Jr. Yeah, let's cut that sudden infant death syndrome department from DHHS. We don't need to worry about that anymore. That problem's been solved. Pro-family, my elbow. That's the nicest way I can put it this afternoon. Thanks so much, Matt Rothschild. I'll be back tomorrow. Pleasure. We'll continue to talk about the state budget cuts by Republicans that'll hurt your family and mine with Dan Schaefer tomorrow on State Slate. Don't miss that. That's going to do it for you. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for actual family values.